Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What can I say? I'm glad that my testimony in the trial is over.
Here's how it began. Question. Would you please state your name? Answer. Deval Patrick. Question. And you were the governor of Massachusetts? Answer. I am. He started as governor in 2007, he told the prosecutor. Back then, he badly needed Sal DeMacy because he needed to raise money quickly through an emergency bond bill. That required legislative approval, and the Speaker of the House, DeMacy, had the power to make things go fast or to go slow. Speaker DeMacy had made it clear that he was interested in the concept of performance management. In fact, he made sure $15 million for software was included in that bond bill. We said we'd work with him, said the governor. As a witness, Patrick was cool, serious, charming, and agreeable to both sides. Of course, the reason Patrick and the defendants were in court yesterday was that the state eventually contracted to buy software from the Cognos Corporation in a deal that became notorious. DeMacy and his co-defendants are charged with getting secret kickbacks. Back to 2007. On a couple of occasions after that bond bill went through, the governor said, DeMacy asked him how the procurement was going. Then in July 2007, the governor continued, he had a goodwill breakfast with DeMacy. Newspaper stories were reporting the relationship was fractured. As a gesture of goodwill, the two men shared their big goals. Patrick said he told DeMacy his was a billion-dollar initiative for life sciences. And what's yours, he asked of DeMacy. DeMacy named three, the last of which was a mere $15 million procurement of software. At the end of their meeting, Patrick said, DeMacy reminded him, don't forget that contract. It's important to me. As Patrick testified, courtroom 10, cleared by a sniffing dog beforehand, was packed. The jurors were alert. Photographers and reporters hovered outside the courthouse in wait for a second chance to capture the governor who'd evaded their big photo op by coming into court the back way. The prosecution had promised 3 weeks ago that Patrick's testimony would be compelling. But for jurors, this seemed like a bad campaign promise. Then the prosecutor moved to the dramatic, asking the governor, if you knew that Speaker DeMacy had received money from legal referral fees derived from Cognos in return for pushing Cognos' interest, would you have acted any differently as the governor of Massachusetts? Patrick's answer, yes. I think we wouldn't have proceeded.
I answered the questions truthfully and to the best of my ability and did my duty.
The governor said later in the day, after he had evaded photographers a second time, thereby depriving history and possible political opponents of a photograph of him in front of a federal courthouse and a criminal trial. In response to questions from defense attorneys, Patrick was quick to say that DeMacy never mentioned the name Cognos. And never gave him a nod and a wink, as in, hey, I'm getting paid by Cognos. And Patrick said DeMacy never said, you do this for me and I'll do that for you. In his answers, Patrick made no attempt to accuse DeMacy of anything. Perhaps the biggest blow for the prosecution came when Patrick described what happened when he was confronted in the speaker's office by DeMacy in 2008. DeMacy angrily blamed someone in the governor's office for leaking information to the Boston Globe that questioned his connection to the contract with Cognos. Testified the governor, DeMacy asked that we issue a statement saying that he had no interest in the Cognos contract. I said we couldn't do that because it wasn't accurate. 73 minutes after he took the oath, the lawyers were through and the governor was dismissed. He'd done his duty. Whether he'd done any damage was up to the jurors.
If the question is, did I expect when I became governor that I would end up testifying in a criminal trial? No, I did not, and it's not something I relish. I think the whole affair is extraordinarily sad, to tell you the truth.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.